If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Welcome back to TIP Today. Time now for a psychotherapy slot. Delighted, as always, to be joined by our relationships mentor and co-creational psychotherapist, Susan O'Donoghue. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you getting on?
I'm good. It kind of plays into what we've been discussing a bit this morning anyway. Exploring supporting parenting. Tell me, what does that mean?
I suppose I've been having to think about this, right? And from, say, February until the end of June, we're all talking about kids and how we can support kids and how we can do this and how we can do that. And I really think it's about supporting ourselves. I really do, because I think it's the hardest job in the world. I was listening to Louise, was it?
Yeah.
Was on there a minute ago. And I think that's fabulous. Louise has found, you know, and she's delighted that she did it. But I also see the other side of it, you know, where maybe, you know...
You've no choice.
Well, you didn't expect it to be like this, because none of us really know until we have children what it's like between financial and emotional and physical and the whole package. You don't know it until it happens.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to be able to say that it's upsetting for you or that you're struggling, or I think that is so necessary, because I think we need to be able to express if we're look for support around it. It's okay to say that it's hard going. It's okay to say that I'm finding this really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that myself. If we can't express how we're feeling, where are we?
And you're dealing with lots of different personality types as well. That's often the worst part, because you have to parent each child differently.
Of course you do, yeah. And not even that, but we bring our own story with us then along the way and how we were parented.
Yeah.
And then either we'll parent similar to how we were parented, or we'll go the total opposite. Yeah. I'm never going to do what my parents did.
Yeah.
We'll have that sense of that. So therefore, there's a happy medium somewhere in between, and it's called consciousness, yeah. That's how I'd see it. So I figure if we're working out of all the protectors that we picked up along the way when we were small around our own, I suppose, parents parenting us, now we need to parent ourselves first so that we're in a place to parent our kids. Yeah.
Mm.
And what I mean by that, I suppose, is I was thinking about the word abandonment. And I think, you know, you often hear like that you'll find parents that live through their children or that make their children like they'll kind of live for their children, right? And I was thinking about abandonment of ourselves, like as parents, where are we in all that? You know, where am I? Like, do I label myself as a parent? Do I see it as I am a parent, or do I see it as I am me and parenting is something I do?
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still me, yeah, but it's something I do. It's like a job. And I know it's a bit more than that because, like, you know, there's more, I suppose, emotional put into it. But do I need to separate out from my children and realise that they are separate to me, and yes, I have a responsibility, you know, and yes, I do love them and I'm crazy about them, and, you know, like you hear people saying, I'd do anything for my children, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm sure we would to a degree, but like, would I do anything for myself? Or do I do anything for myself?
Yeah.
So now am I living for my children or through my children?
But
you know
we've
what I mean?
Been so ingrained to believe that if you want to do something separate from your children, you're selfish and you're not really fulfilling your role as a parent if you're not living and dying for them every second of every day.
Yeah, and what I would say there is, what example am I now setting for my children? Is that what I want for my children? Do I want my children to have a partner who they give everything to or who they live for?
Yeah.
Because that's the example I'm setting. I'm setting the example that my life doesn't matter, but yours does.
Yeah.
So the example I want for my children is my life matters and your life matters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know, that raises something very interesting. I saw a big argument on Reddit that was happening a few weeks ago, and it was between two posters, but of course it escalated out. But it was one woman who said she believed her marriage was more important than her parenting. So she said, you should love your husband more than you love your children. And then another woman came in and said, how dare you say that? You should always love your children more than your husband. I thought it raised a very interesting argument.
Yeah. And what I would say to that, Ali, is I'd say number one is yourself at the top of the list, because if you can't do
that
it
was
for
never
yourself,
said, Susan.
Yeah. And not even that. But do I love, like, right, I have three children. Do I love any one of my children more than the other? No, but I love them differently.
Yeah.
It's impossible to love different people the same way.
Yeah.
Like, we all have different relationships. And then am I loving you because of your behaviours? Yeah. Or am I loving you because you're you? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm, like, I don't want to love you because of your behaviour, because then everything's based on what you do. I love you for just being you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and if the world was like that, if we all thought like that, if we all could manage that, because it's a very difficult place to be.
It is.
Yeah. But if we could all manage that, wouldn't it be a fabulous place? Because then if all behaviour makes sense, I'm not going to judge you now on your behaviour. I'm going to seek to understand it.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. And isn't it funny then as a parent, you will immediately identify the parts of yourself that you don't like in your child.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you actually like that aspect
in
the child.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift to you now, right?
Yeah.
Because now the thing that irritates me most about another is what I need to look into in myself. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's my calling, right? And even my emotion that comes up, that's my good self telling me, you need to look further into this. And the feelings that are really upsetting for me, like when my child really gets under my goat, yeah? Now there's a lovely opportunity, and there's no one can do it to us like our children.
Yeah. And I wonder sometimes those traits that they inherit, like, is it a kind of a gene and biological thing that they will inherit, or is it a behaviour that we have kind of imposed on them that they've inherited?
Well, what I would say to you is that my idea of it is that we grow up, our first world is our womb world, right? So we're living inside somebody, yeah?
Mm.
So if that person is stressed, if they're whatever, that impacts the child, right, who's grown in the womb. Then we come out to this world where our whole world is our parents. That's the way it is, yeah? Or whoever's taking care of us. That's our carer is our whole world. So that's how we see the world. So we're going to take on some of that stuff, right? We're going to use what we see to get on in the world, because this is how we learn that the world works, and this is how you get on in the world. So like people would say, is it genes? Do you think it's genes? I think it's a lot
partly
of it is learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it is learned behaviour, because this is our world now. And then we go outside our world, we go to school and we learn some different things, and you'll see our child kind of separating out a small bit,
yeah,
right? And then they go into secondary school and they're pulling away like crazy. Can't wait to get away from you,
yeah,
you know? So I think that it's learned along the way. That's my own personal opinion of it. And I think we are all coming from our own story.
Yeah.
And each child will interpret their parent differently.
Yeah, that's a funny one too, isn't it? And the way they will side with one parent generally, what is that to do with? Is it because
they'll find which is safest for them? Yeah.
Right.
Now, and also think about it, if you have a sibling that's older than you and they've already, say,
picked their side.
Yeah. It's safer to pick the other side, isn't it?
Oh, right. Is that how it works?
It's very wise,
yeah,
isn't it? The wisdom that we have is amazing, and especially even the unconscious wisdom. We're using it. We don't even, there's a knowing there the whole time, but we're always wise. We're, and all behaviour makes sense. So no matter what we do, there's a wisdom in it. I just, you know me now, I get excited about behaviour.
I'm just wondering then about the poor third child. What side are they going
well,
to go on?
Well, you know, you have all the, you know, things, the first, the second, the third child. Third child then, like I would always say, you know, my first child was, you know, read to every night, was washed every night, was, you know, pristine and taken care of, and was, you know, everything was. And then the second one, a bit harder. By the time you get to the third one, it's like, is he around? Is he there? Where's he gone? You know, that's just the way you get busier, and like life gets busier, you know. And I just think it's a hard job. Parenting is really, really, really hard. And I think we're always doing our best.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look great sometimes. And sometimes we get upset with ourselves. And sometimes, like, you'll feel feelings coming up. Like, you know, when you give out to them, you get this big overwhelming feeling of, oh, my God, why did I do that? Right. I think that that's, for me, what I've found for myself now is that what that's telling me is there was an abandonment there of myself, from myself, that I left myself, right? Get that stressed, get that upset, get that out of control. And now this is a message to myself, and it's a strong one. That shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that, you know, that kind of criticism of self around, oh, my God, I can't believe I shouted at him, or, oh, I can't believe I gave off to them, or, you know what I mean? Why did I do that now? And that's huge, isn't it?
It is.
It stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, yeah. I was only thinking about it yesterday because I was on a walk, and I remember, like, what we will always remember is what we did wrong, but they will never remember that. They'll always remember what we did right.
We hope.
Won't they? I think they will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do a huge amount right. But do you know that I will say, and what is it? When I'm right, no one remembers, and when I'm wrong, no one forgets.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit like that. And we're very critical of ourselves, or we can be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's to grab our attention too.
Yeah.
And it's about like, okay, what's that criticism trying to tell me now? You know,
yeah.
What do I need to do around it for myself?
And what's
not
the
for
lesson?
My child.
Yeah.
Example.
Sorry, Susan. Anyone who's looking to contact you, how can they do that?
No bother. It's 086-3676-256 or it's info@emotionalwellbeing.
Thanks, Susan. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll have that up as a podcast on the website after the show as well. That's it for today. Thanks for Doc on the phones. Fran is back with you on Tip Today tomorrow morning from 9. Stephen's up next with the Time Tunnel and the Lunchtime Show. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067-24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.